Welcome to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Last week was a surreal one for the Kansas City Chiefs football team, the fans, and the entire Chiefs kingdom. And although we love football and it's an important part of our culture, last week showed us that it pales in comparison to family and to health and to loved ones, and that tragedy can stop life in its tracks in an instant. As the Chiefs prepare to go to Cleveland this week, it's only proper that we look back to see how this team and this organization handled an unspeakable tragedy.
A tough day for all concerned, but there's a National Football League game to be played. Try to get back to some sense of normalcy, but certainly with the pall of this tragic event over the entire day.
Play action fake. Brady Quinn throws it on the far side. It's caught by Dwayne Bowe. On a curl pattern, he goes down at the 39 of Carolina. Wide open. It is caught by John Baldwin on the left boundary. He stretches out the football just short of the touchdown. Lead play right side to Hillis, and he plows on the right side. Touchdown, Kansas City! Cam Newton fakes the handoff in the pocket. Under pressure, Newton now takes off. He's going to get hit in the chops. Tyson Jackson, a loss of four on the play. Deep throw over the middle. The pass is going to be caught with an incredible catch. Dwayne Bowe, one of his best catches of the season. 14-10 Carolina, 2 seconds remaining in the half. Eyes set. Brady Quinn under center. Fakes the handoff. Quinn holding it. Firing it late. Over the middle. It's caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tony Moyaki and the Chiefs have the lead going to halftime. 17-14, Kansas City, a slant pattern, it is caught, it is touchdown, Kansas City, John Baldwin with the catch. Newton with the shotgun, he has a little to his left, Newton holding all kinds of time, now he wants to run, he will go nowhere, in fact he's sacked back at the 30, that's 10 sacks this season for Justin Houston. This will be a 52-yarder to tie his season long. Placement is down, suck up. Plenty of leg, and high, spinning, and it is good! In Kansas City, after unthinkable tragedy yesterday, this football team wins a game, Len Dawson. They had beaten the Carolina Panthers 27-21.
Well, you did something really good today. Really good. You overcame a lot. You stuck together as a team like we talked about, helped each other, all right? Family and friends, you relied on those people, all right? You relied on your faith to help get you through this, all right? And we got through it, all right, in a grand way because everybody made a contribution. Everybody helped, okay? And that's what a team is about. That's what a team is about. You did a very nice job with that, all right? And the win was a really good win. Win was a good win.
I want to tell you guys how proud I am of everybody in this room. What you guys fought through in the last day and a half is unbelievable, and I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of the coaching staff for the job they did in leading you guys. And truthfully, every man in here deserves a game ball today. But we're a family, and so we're going to have one game ball. It's going to the entire team. I'm going to give it to Coach Cornell to hang on for the team because he did a fantastic job.
Guys, like Clark said, this belongs to all of us, okay? And we're hanging somewhere where we all can see it, all right? We'll try to get that done because we're all a part of it, all right? And without each other, we never would have been able to get it done, all right? So keep fighting for each other. Keep fighting for each other. All right, everybody's in here, all right? All right, Chiefs on three. One, two, three.
Chiefs!
The Chiefs were able to beat the Carolina Panthers with an inspired effort, and it makes you appreciate it all the more with what the team had to deal with the events of the hours before the game. One hero of the contest was quarterback Brady Quinn. Oh yeah, there were the stats. He was 19-23, didn't turn the ball over, threw 2 touchdown passes, but he was more of a hero with what he said off the field. Let's go under the helmet with Brady Quinn.
Hi, I'm Brady Quinn, and this is Under the Helmet. Well, I think the mindset of the team at this point is being able to cope with some of the tragic events that have happened in the past week. And in part in doing that is focusing on the task at hand. You know, I think in keeping in the back of our minds the type of player Javon was, the passion he played the game with and his effort and the way he prepared and how dedicated he was to the game is all we're trying to bring to the game. And so we're trying to kind of play united in that way. I think in times of adversity, there are moments that can either define that person, you know, maybe the tragic events and they never really come back around or they never learn a lesson from it, or they can redefine you. And you can use those events to build yourself up or build others up and teach a lesson from it. And I think our team was able to redefine ourselves in that 30-hour period, and hopefully we can continue to do that in the remaining weeks of the season as well. For me, last week's game was incredibly exhausting. I think the ability to focus on each play, each call, and different variances that are within a play is obviously part of my job on a week-to-week basis. However, dealing with the emotions of everything that had happened made it all that much harder to not let your mind wander. It was, I think, tough for me as well as the rest of our team. But we did a tremendous job concentrating and focusing on each play and just taking it one at a time. I think there are a lot of things that our team, as well as myself, can accomplish in the last 4 weeks. You know, hopefully we can build some momentum. I think there's a lot of young guys on this team who've gotten the opportunity to play, and hopefully they'll continue to grow and get better and better each week. You know, I think any time you can get on a series of wins, regardless of when they are in a season, you know, feel better about yourself and better about what you're building, what you're putting together. Not every season is going to be the season that you want it to be, but you know, there's times when sometimes the season before was what led to a playoff run, a Super Bowl run, because of what they were able to establish and build maybe in the final few weeks of the season prior. I think the opportunity to go back and play in Cleveland will bring a lot of emotion. You know, it's the team that drafted me. It's the team that picked me when they had all those other options, all those other players to pick. So I'm extremely grateful to them. You know, the Lerner family, Coach Crennel, who was there when he picked me, and Phil Savage, who was the GM. I had an amazing experience there. You know, obviously I was traded. It wasn't by choice. It just happened. You know, sometimes that happens when things come. But I think the excitement of going back there and kind of playing a football game, starting a football game where everything started for me professionally is going to be pretty neat.
So many great things about the fans in Kansas City. I mean, anywhere you travel, anywhere across America, someone approaches you and asks you, do you play for the Kansas City Chiefs? And instantly the conversation goes, you know, straight to our fans. And they want to know, you know, why our fans are so in tune to the game, why our fans are so excited, and why Arrowhead is always one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. And I always tell them the same thing. I think, you know, Kansas City fans, they have passion for football. And it shows every Sunday we go on the field, you can see that those people come out to support us. They give it all, just like we lay it all on the line on the football field. They're giving everything for us, especially as a defense, and helping us out.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Much more coming at you right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider as we talk to Coach Romeo Crennel about his leadership, his love for this team, and the players who call him a father figure. And as the team heads to Cleveland, where Crennel used to coach, so does the 65 Toss Power Trap production crew to get a private tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Last week, the Chiefs had to endure an unimaginable tragedy in the loss of two lives that were dear to the people in this organization. But there were huge decisions to make. Do the Chiefs play the game or not? Our Rachel Sanchi takes a look at leadership and decision-making in the most extreme of circumstances.
The tragic and horrifying events that surrounded the Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium last week are still resounding throughout the kingdom. Players, coaches, executives, and fans are still reeling from the news that spread like wildfire. Why did this all transpire? How will we heal and how can we move forward? Those answers amazingly came immediately, and they also came from an often criticized source. This season has been far from what any Chiefs fan expected. Disappointment, frustration, and displeasure with how the 2012 campaign was going are a few words to describe what the kingdom has endured thus far. But no one would have scripted the events of the past weekend. In the wake of those shocking events came the steady and respectful leadership that defines the Chiefs franchise for so many who show their love and loyalty for Kansas City in good times and bad. From the time they entered the business, playbooks, planning, and strategies have been a part of head coach Romeo Crennel, general manager Scott Pioli, and linebackers coach Gary Gibbs' world. But there was no playbook for what they witnessed last weekend, no rule book to guide them. Calling personal audibles, though, the Chiefs and their leaders did what they've always done. They led valiantly. Rallying the team, they made the decision, along with the steady guidance of Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt and input from the National Football League. They did what was maybe the toughest but best option for the players and the city itself. They played a football game. They not only played a game, they played an inspired, emotional, mistake-free football game. And they did it for them. They did it for us. They did it for the victims and their families. And when it was all over, they gathered in the locker room, bruised and tired for a moment of reflection. Minutes later, they were again reminded of what they may have been able to put aside for those 3 short hours. When it was all said and done, football had ended and real life began once again. The team would not have been able to find such unity in a time of disarray had it not been for that leadership. Leadership that has seen some of its toughest moments this year. But also, after witnessing what took place on the field and after the game last week, has maybe seen its brightest moment of all time.
Well, the entire Chiefs Kingdom appreciates what head coach Romeo Crennel did and handled last week, Coach. It's just unimaginable. But now you've had to take it into the next week. What has it been like? How do you approach it in handling the week after what happened over the weekend?
Well, Mitch, like you said, it was a tragic circumstance, and happening the day before the game made it more difficult in dealing with the young men on this team. But they pulled together and they showed their character as well by playing Sunday and playing a good football game. And now we're trying to move on. We have some final things that we have to get taken care of, memorial services, funerals, you know, for the young people involved. And then I think once we get past that, there will be some finality to that tragedy. And then we can kind of focus more on football, our jobs, and what we have to do. But it's something that will never leave us, you know.
Switching to football, it's talking about winning the game. You have been able to run the football and set the tone with your offensive line now the last 2 weeks. This is a Cleveland team that's not allowed 100 yards in rushing for 3 consecutive games. How do you get the flow going on the road against this team?
Well, on the road is always difficult because distractions, the opposing crowd and the crowd noise and all of those things. But I believe our guys are gaining some confidence in what they can do and how they can play the game. And so I think that our running game, which has helped us considerably the last couple of weeks, we need to keep that going. And as you mentioned, the offensive line, they're a big part of it. And I think they're taking pride in the way they're blocking and the way they're protecting and the way they're helping this team win.
Don't go away, because after the break, you'll get your own personal guided tour of the hallowed halls of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You won't want to miss it. Welcome back to the show. It should be on every football fan's bucket list: a visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. A shrine to the best of the best of the best. And yeah, there are Chiefs in the Hall of Fame for sure. But we got our own Chiefs inside for your own up close and personal visit.
Hi, I'm Jason Akins, and welcome to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When visitors go on a tour of the Hall of Fame, they come to Jim Thorpe. He was signed by the Cam Bulldogs in 1915, and he was the first president of the NFL. So whenever folks start their tour here at in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they're greeted by Jim Thorpe. I'm going to take you up into our first century of pro football exhibit. in what we call our Rotunda Gallery, which is the first building that was built here at the Hall in 1963. The first display case that you see when you come into our first century of pro football is on William Putch Heffelfinger. He was the first paid professional football player in 1892. He was paid $500 by the Allegheny Athletic Association, based in Pittsburgh, to play against their rival, the Pittsburgh Athletic Club. You'll see here, this is some of the early football equipment. This is the oldest football in our collection. As folks tour our first century of pro football, they'll see mementos throughout the first 100 years. You'll see an early day uniform. You'll see artifacts from the Canton Bulldogs, the first great pro football player. And then some of the other greats, Sid Luckman, Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, all the way to Dan Marino in the early 90s. As folks continue their tour through our first century of pro football exhibit, they'll come to our history section on the AFL, which is where the Kansas City Chiefs started. They'll come to this football here. It's from the third AFL championship where the Dallas Texans beat the Houston Oilers. As you'll tour, you'll see more and more AFL artifacts, including a football signed by all three AFL commissioners. As visitors make their way through the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they'll come to our special exhibit on the class of 2012, including Kansas City Chief Willie Rofe, along with Curtis Martin, Jack Butler, Chris Dolman, and Cortez Kennedy. Our next stop here is our Pro Football Hall of Fame bus gallery, which is one of the most popular exhibits here at the Hall. Each of our 273 members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame is represented by a bronze bus. There's over 20,000 players that have played professional football, so you can see how difficult it is to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We're here in our Other Leagues gallery, which covers the complete history of the American Football League, including the all-time AFL team, which includes seven Kansas City Chiefs. When visitors also go on their tour, they'll see our Moments, Memories, and Mementos gallery, which has artifacts from all the different Hall of Famers here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including Jan Stenerud's kicking shoe. And then we also have our Pro Football Today gallery, which covers today's greats and features artifacts from players that just recently set records. Our last stop on our tour of the Pro Football Hall of Fame today is the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery. This was renovated back in 2009 with the help of a very large donation by the Lamar Hunt family. Of course, Lamar Hunt coined the term of Super Bowl. He coined it after a Super Bowl that his family played with. And he also came up with the idea of the Roman numerals that we use in the Super Bowl. In this gallery, you'll see the complete history and highlights from all 46 Super Bowls, including the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl IV victory.
Thank you for joining us on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, but also thanks for your prayers and support of the Kansas City Chiefs during this difficult time. This week, the Chiefs go to Oakland to take on the Raiders to renew their rivalry. But we think it's proper to close the show with a very poignant comment made by Brady Quinn after the game on Sunday against Carolina. A comment that we all should take to heart.
The one thing is hopefully people can try to take away that I guess the relationships they have with people, I know when it happened, I was sitting in my head thinking, what could I have done different? When you ask someone how they're doing, do you really mean it? When you answer someone back, how are you doing? Are you really telling them the truth? We live in a society of social networks and Twitter pages and Facebook, and that's fine and stuff. But, we have contact with our work associates, our family, our friends, and, it seems like half the time we're more preoccupied with our phone and other things going on instead of the actual relationships we have in front of us. And hopefully people can learn from this and try to actually figure out if someone's battling something, you know, deeper on the inside than what they may be revealing on a day-to-day basis.
Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Truman Medical Centers, and the Chiefs, partners for a healthy community, and by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
65 toss. 65 toss.